KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Metro Police has confirmed that the taxi blockade in Durban has been cleared. This morning, members of the Long Distance Taxi Association blocked the N3 near Spaghetti Junction. Drivers have vowed that they won't operate until KZN Transport MEC Siboniso Duma delivers on his promise of issuing permits. They are also unhappy about Operation Shanela, the law enforcement drive that impounds unroadworthy taxis and those who are operating illegally. Transport spokesperson Ndabezinhle Sibiya says more than 4,000 permits are waiting to be collected by taxi operators. Sibiya says these disruptions are unnecessary.
We think that there must be something else other than the issues that have been raised around permits and around the Operation Shanela. Operation Shanela was established years ago to ensure that the honest taxi operators, all the permits are protected. These are the issues which they raised with the MEC last week.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says through the G20, the country will foster collaboration and progress on important global issues. South Africa officially took over the G20 presidency for 2025 from Brazil yesterday. The G20 is a forum of the largest economies in the world who meet regularly to discuss the most pressing issues facing the global economy. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Ramaphosa said this period marks a significant moment for our country.
These countries are about 75% of the world trade. So they are an important block of countries that we will be leading.
Ramaphosa also says South Africa will facilitate diplomatic talks with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump rather than engage in social media clashes over bilateral matters. This comes after Trump threatened to impose 100% tariffs on BRICS countries if they were to create a rival currency to the US dollar. BRICS has been made up of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa since 2011. Earlier this year, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, Ethiopia, and Egypt formally joined. Ramaphosa says the G20 presidency will see South Africa work closely with the US. And abroad, the death toll from Cyclone Fengal's fierce push through Sri Lanka and southern India has reached 20. Fengal made landfall in India's Tamil Nadu state over the weekend, bringing the highest 24-hour rainfall seen in 30 years that triggered landslides. Your top story this hour. Metro Police have confirmed that the taxi blockade on the M3 near Spaghetti Junction in Durban has been cleared. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.